Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with young leaders at Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue in New Delhi on National Youth Day tomorrow. Says it is a unique initiative to involve country's youth in nation's development journey. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh emphasizes important role of youth in making India a developed country by 2047. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says there has been a sevenfold increase in seizure of drugs in last 10 years. IMD forecasts light rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm in northwest India for next 2 days. And in Malaysia Open Badminton, Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty lose to South Korean duo of Seo Seung Jae and Kim Won Ho in men's doubles semi-final in Kuala Lumpur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation's development journey. Mr. Modi today shared an article written by the Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, on the National Youth Festival 2025 and the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. He said the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and leadership of young minds to realize the vision of a Vikasit Bharat. On the occasion of National Youth Day tomorrow, the Prime Minister will participate in the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Modi will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country.
The 3,000 young leaders have been selected from across the country to the Vikasit Bharat Challenge. The Prime Minister will participate in multiple activities designed to inspire, motivate and empower the nation's future leaders. During the event, the young leaders will showcase the presentation on the vision for Vikasit Bharat. These presentations reflect the innovative ideas and solutions to address some of India's most pressing challenges. Mr. Modi will join the young leaders for lunch, providing them an opportunity to share their ideas, experiences and aspirations directly to him. The Prime Minister will also release a compilation of best essays written by participants on the 10 themes. These themes encompass diverse areas such as technology, sustainability, women empowerment, manufacturing and agriculture. The Vikasit Bharat Dialogue is offering young leaders an opportunity to engage directly with the policy makers, national and global icons, while contributing their ideas for shaping the nation's future. With Dipendra Kumar, Sumit Saha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the youth will play an important role in making India a developed country by 2047. Addressing a convocation ceremony of IIMT University Meerut in Uttar Pradesh today, Mr. Singh said the aspirations, dedication and thoughts of the youth will redefine India's identity on the global stage.
हमने वर्ष 2047 तक भारत को विकसित देश बनाने का लक्ष्य तय किया है इस राष्ट्रीय संकल्प की सिद्धि और लक्ष्य की प्राप्ति में आपकी पीढ़ी के द्वारा किया गया काम निश्चित रूप से निर्णायक भूमिका अदा करेगा ऐसा मेरा पक्का विश्वास है आपके द्वारा देखे गए सपने आपकी नई सोच और आपके द्वारा किए गए काम भारत को दुनिया में एक नई पहचान दिलाने का काम करेंगे
The Defence Minister called upon the students to take inspiration from the life and ideals of Swami Vivekanand. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has pointed out that transparency and public accountability in conducting examinations and interviews must not only be fair, but also be seen as fair. He was speaking in Bengaluru today after inaugurating the 25th National Conference of Chairpersons of State Public Service Commissions. He called for establishing the Public Service Commissions as the sole unified recruitment authority which works with the spirit of convergence between state and central governments. The Vice President wished for a transparent and technologically equipped bureaucracy that can work for our vision of Vikasit Bharat by 2047.
I have no doubt that our bureaucracy is so talented, it can be transformative, provided it does not suffer hiccups from other agencies. Since this is the only convince that democracy has to transform vision of the people that is sanctified on platforms like Lok Sabha and legislature into ground reality, this segment has to be only the very best. It cannot afford to be anything but the very best, because
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said there has been a sevenfold increase in the seizure of drugs in the last 10 years. He said the fight against drugs has gained new strength under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. Chairing the regional conference on drug trafficking and national security in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said drugs worth more than 56,800 crore rupees were disposed of over the last 10 years. He added that the Narcotics Control Bureau and police across the country have taken action against drugs, which has strengthened the youth and society towards a drug-free future. The Home Minister has also called upon all states to collaborate with the central government in the fight against the drug menace. Mr. Shah also urged the states to promote the Manas helpline amongst their citizens.
सभी राज्यों की ये जिम्मेदारी है कि मानस ऐप और हमारे टोल फ्री नंबर को हम लोकप्रिय बनाएं, और टोल फ्री नंबर पर जो फोन आते हैं उस पर त्वरित और परिणाम लक्षी कार्यवाही कर टोल फ्री नंबर की विश्वसनीयता बढ़ाने की भी हम सबकी साझा जिम्मेदारी है। बहुत अच्छे परिणाम मिल रहे हैं। 25,000 से ज्यादा लोगों ने इस पर रिस्पॉन्ड किया है, मगर हमें ये सुनिश्चित करना पड़ेगा कि हर 24 घंटे कोई भी फोन आए तो इसको रिस्पॉन्ड कर परिणाम दिखे, तभी जाकर ये परिणाम लक्षी बन पाएगा।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. Here with us on the news at 9. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party has created a disaster in Delhi over the last decade. He said during this period, the whole country has progressed, but Delhi's development trajectory has declined. Addressing a gathering at the Jhuggi Basti Pradhan Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah assured that after the formation of a BJP government in Delhi, no welfare schemes for the poor will be stopped. The BJP has claimed that according to the CAG report, the Delhi liquor scam has caused a revenue loss of over 2,000 crore rupees. Addressing media at party headquarters, senior party leader Anurag Thakur alleged that Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal is the kingpin of the liquor scam.
एलजी की अनुमति भी नहीं ली गई तो कैबिनेट, और अगर एलजी की अनुमति नहीं ली गई तो जो मैं पहले दिन से कहता था, शराब घोटाले के किंग पिन है तो अरविंद केजरीवाल है। अगर दिल्ली को 2026 करोड़ का राजकोषीय घाटा अगर किसने किया तो अरविंद केजरीवाल जी ने किया है, आम आदमी पार्टी ने किया है।
Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party leader Priyanka Kakkar refuted BJP's allegation and claimed that the leaked CAG report was fake. She said no proof was found against Mr. Kejriwal in the alleged scam.
In sare aaropon par bhajpa ko, ED ko, CBI ko court ne baar baar lataada, aur wahi ghise pite aarop lekar bhajpa phir se aa gayi hai, kyunki chehraheen muddaheen party ke paas jhoot bolne ke alawa aur koi kaam nahi.
Now news from Mahakumbh at Prayagraj. The Mahakumbh 2025 will begin with the first Amrit Snan on Monday. As the grand event unfolds, its medical facilities set a new benchmark for healthcare in mass gatherings. A report.
The 45-day grand event promises not just spiritual rejuvenation but also unparalleled medical care for millions of pilgrims arriving from around the globe. With robust planning and advanced technology, the government has turned this massive spiritual gathering into a beacon of health and safety. An important highlight of the healthcare efforts is the Netra Kumbh Eye Fair, which is an initiative aimed at combating vision impairment. The event's ambitious target includes distributing 3 lakh eyeglasses and conducting 5 lakh OPDs, with a daily goal of 10,000 consultations. Netrakumbh also offers an eye donation camp. The central hospital at Parade Ground catering to diverse needs from OPD consultations to ICU care. Sub-central hospital at Arel, medical observation rooms at key railway stations including Prayagraj Junction, Naini and Subedarganj, complementing the efforts. A team of 240 doctors from across the country forms the backbone of Mahakumbh's healthcare system. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
In Telangana, five youth have lost their lives after drowning while swimming in the Kondaputtama Sagar Reservoir in Siddipet district. Two others have been saved by locals. All of them, aged between 17 and 20 years, are residents of Hyderabad and had visited the reservoir for a leisurely trip. In Assam, the search and rescue operation continues to rescue five trapped miners inside the flooded coal mine at Umrangso in Dimahasao district bordering Meghalaya. The Navy, Army, NDRF, SDRF, ONGC, Coal India and District Administration are working jointly to trace and rescue the remaining miners. Today, the rescue team retrieved three bodies from the quarry. The coal miners were trapped early on Monday morning inside the coal quarry after a sudden gush of water flooded the site. Two persons have been arrested so far in connection with the tragedy. With the ongoing dense fog conditions, northwest India is expected to witness light rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm for the next 2 days. The India Meteorological Department has forecast the possibility of rain and snowfall in parts of northwest India until tomorrow under the influence of a western disturbance. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Dr. Shoma Sen said dense fog conditions are also likely to prevail in northern states during early morning and night hours till the 14th of this month.
Tomorrow we are looking fog conditions mainly in the morning hours over Punjab, Haryana, as well as West Rajasthan, East Rajasthan. East disturbance because western disturbance effect is likely to start tomorrow afternoon. So tomorrow morning we'll affect over even East Uttar Pradesh and over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, and also Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha.
Delhi NCR and its adjoining areas experienced light to moderate rainfall today, resulting in a fall in temperature in the national capital. Due to fog, around 35 trains, including Howrah Rajdhani, and several flights were delayed in Delhi today. A report filed by Bangladesh police says that majority of the cases of attacks on minorities carried out since August the 4th last year in the country were politically motivated. The Bangladesh Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council has claimed that a total of 1,769 communal attacks and acts of vandalism took place against minorities in Bangladesh. In sports news, in Malaysia Open Badminton, the Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty faced a defeat against the South Korean duo of Seo Seong Jae and Kim Won Ho, 10-21, 15-21, in the semi-final of men's doubles in Kuala Lumpur today. Earlier in the quarterfinals, the Indian duo secured a straight game victory over Malaysia's Yu Sin Ong and Yi He To with scores of 26-24, 21-15. In hockey, India League, Hyderabad Tufan secured a dramatic 4-3 shootout victory over Surma Hockey Club after a closely contested match ended 1-1 in regulation time. In Rourkela this evening, the other match between Delhi ST Pipers and UP Rudras is underway at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela. In the Indian Super League football, Mohammedan SC defeated Bengaluru FC 1-0 in Bengaluru this evening. In the other fixture today, the match between arch rival Mohan Bagan and East Bengal is underway in Guwahati. In tennis, this year's first Grand Slam Australian Open 2025 will officially kick off tomorrow in Melbourne. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to interact with young leaders of Viksit Bharat, Young Leaders Dialogue in New Delhi on National Youth Day tomorrow, says it is a unique initiative to involve country's youth in nation's development journey. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh emphasises important role of youth in making India a developed country by 2047. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says there has been a sevenfold increase in seizure of drugs in last 10 years. IMD forecasts light rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm in northwest India for next 2 days. And in Malaysia Open Badminton, Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty lose to South Korean duo of Seo Seung Jae and Kim Won Ho. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.